This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Jack and Dean podcast on Joy 94.9.
With Jack and Dean for the Tuesday Drive Home on Joy 94.9. It's been cold this week.
Has been very, it's a little bit arctic on the weekend.
But today's lovely, lovely and sunny. Mm. And I got down here to Joy just before the show.
Which
and
is I went to the
bathroom.
Good.
I was very organised. Went to the bathroom so I could just get some business out of the way before show.
Mm-hmm.
And the sun is streaming in the bathroom window. It's quite nice.
It's very bright in there.
It's very bright in there.
Nice and airy and bright.
I sort of stood and basked in the glow of the sun. I thought, oh, I'm enjoying this. And then I looked at the mirror.
So spiritual.
It was very spiritual. It was very, very zen. I swiveled and looked at myself in the mirror.
Yes.
With the sunlight streaming in.
Oh.
Which then gave me this very good view of my ears.
Yes.
And I've seen my ears before, don't get me wrong. But at that angle, with the sun shining in, I noticed that my ears have sprouted a bit of hair.
Oh.
More than I'd realised.
You see a little fine hair. Yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
So what went from a zen moment of glory in the sun, enjoying the sun, became a moment of horror as I realised I'd be walking around all day with hair poking out my ears.
See, I do that. I catch a bit of morning sun and I always have to get my, as a, you know, a woman in her 30s with an ethnic background, I always get these like big magnified mirrors and hold it up to my face to see if I've got whiskers poking through because that's the reality of where I'm at in the world.
Oh.
And also, you just have, because obviously I don't shave my face,
no.
I don't know if it's obvious or not. So you do have a little bit of a fuzz on the face, and when you get that light in, you're like, is that, can everyone else see that?
Is it an eyelash or is it actually growing out of my face?
Is that, no, but the whole, my whole face, like everything's covered in hair except your lips, your palms and the soles of your feet, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, you've got a lovely beard.
I do have
I've
a beard.
Just got natural hair.
Her name is Jacqueline.
Hair, but you don't really know, makes no sense.
No.
You don't really know what other people can see.
I know.
Is that what you're concerned about?
That's what I'm concerned about.
So I can't see your ear hair.
Not from there, not with the headphones
he
on.
He is wearing headphones.
But is it, what is the rule? Is it don't ask, don't tell? Or if you saw somebody with aberrant hair coming out of your ears,
that's a partner.
Chin,
that's a partner.
Nose.
No.
Oh, you have to be a partner. So if you're
I
on the train
so.
And you turn your head to the side and see
absolutely
that the person's standing next
not.
To you. What do you,
absolutely not.
Absolutely, you wouldn't say anything.
No,
you
because
volunteer?
What that's going to hurt them more than it'll make you feel better. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Why get involved in that person's life?
Producer Annie, you had a way into this. You got all excited.
Yeah,
then.
I got excited because there was a lady that I knew from work who had the longest chin hair. It was no joke, like over 10 centimeters long. I don't know how you can not know that it was
there.
Yeah, and I thought she must be saving it. Like it's a lucky chin hair, or she's got a name for it, or something. Because she wasn't that old. She was maybe Jacqueline's age with a big old. Old black chin hair coming out of her chin.
I don't know if she wasn't that old.
Not that old.
Not that old.
Not like you, Dean.
I was dating a guy and he had these, like, I'm going to say double eyelash length pubes, nose pubes, sticking out of his nose. Not the monobrow, not the top, not the bulbous bit of the nose, but just there
like
on
the bridge.
He had troll
nose,
bridges.
Nose
bridge
pubes
trolls.
On the bridge.
And I was plucking my eyebrows, as I do, because I have to do that, look at my whiskers, have to do everything, wax my bits, shave my bits, whatever. I get it done. And then I just said, oh, sweetheart, you've just got a few little hairs just there. Do you mind if I pluck them for you? Oh, was he offended?
Oh, really?
He was so offended. He's like, oh, this is who I am, and if you can't handle it. And I'm like, sweetheart, it's just a few pubes. Just pluck them off. Like, I've spent X amount of money this month on getting that done.
Love me for my nose hair or don't love me at all.
Yeah, he just couldn't. And I was so I'm like, oh, just, you know, rather than going, oi.
Yeah. Do you think it's a different standard for men versus women?
I think women have, definitely been conditioned.
To pluck.
Yeah.
Pluck aberrant hair.
Pluck man. But that was a straight man as well. Straight man with, you know, toxic masculinity complex. So
right.
Could be different.
Could be different.
In the, you know, the rainbow realm.
Tell us what you think. Would you say anything? 0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au. Mm-hmm. I've had a message in from Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Mark. Mark says, hey, Jack and Dean.
Hey.
Yes, I say something and bad breath, you will be told. Oh, Mark.
That's a hard one. Well, is it harder than hair coming out? I don't know.
It depends if they're a close friend. If they're a close friend, I will take it from a close friend because I know it comes from love. Like, hey, I want to help you out, babe. You know, sort out you, whatever. Whereas if it's a stranger, I'm like, F you. It's like, who do you think you are?
But don't
like,
you just take a step back? I mean, it's not like you're going, I mean, if you're in for the patch, that might be a different story.
It just depends your intention. It feels like you're just trying to be mean. Like, you're not helping them. them out like, oh, FYI, got something in your teeth. It's like, FYI, you stink. Like,
or FYI, crazy. What's that smell? Can you smell it?
Yeah, did you just eat off eggs? It's a tricky one because it can be really rude and make people feel bad about themselves.
Yeah, we're not about that. No. We're about joy.
Uplifting.
Sparking joy.
With the joyous two people in the world, Jack and Dean. Dean, as you know, I like to stay fit.
You are a very fit and trim young lady.
But also mentally as well as physically.
Oh.
One of those things is not like the other. Ha ha, guess which one? And so it was easy when it's nice and sunny and warm outside. I just whack on my shorts and a t-shirt and off I go on a brisk old walk.
But in this weather?
Quite cold.
Oh.
So I said, you know what? You're just going to buy some more exercise gear and then you're just going to get some warm stuff and you're going to go out and you're going
to
go for a walk.
Oh, so we're down the plaza. Got some clothes.
Walking, exercising, and walking, eating, and sleeping well. Those things, three in check. My head is good.
And you want to look good while you're doing those three things in
check. Well, I'm not, but not in a too fashionable sense. I'm not going to spend heaps of money, but I just went to a factory outlet, got some stuff, and I realised this is all, and I wasn't actually too happy with it, but it was raining outside, and I've gone, all right, it's now or never. If you don't buy things now, Jacqueline, I know how you are, because I am you, and you are me, and we are one, and we are many. Just buy something. So I just bought some nice black leggings and I bought a black hoodie and I bought a black t-shirt and I bought some black socks and I bought some black tracky pants and I got home and I'm like, oh, I've got like an emo starter kit. Like, I didn't even realise. I don't like colourful stuff. And at this particular outlet, they have a lot of like young kids sort of stuff, like bright. But yesterday I'm like, all I need to do, the sun was like nice and sunny, put on the outfit, off I went, started walking, and then I got so into it because the sun was just beautiful.
Yes,
I was feeling amazing. Yes. As soon as you put your runners on, anyone's feeling in a bad mood, put your runners on, walk outside, you feel instantly better. And then I started running.
Running?
I started running only for about like maybe 15 minutes. And let's
don't overdo it.
It was jogging. Yeah. And now I'm in severe pain.
Oh no.
My glutes are so sore.
Oh, your glutes, that's your...
You want me to show you my your glutes?
Your glutes are sore.
My gluteus.
You didn't warm up. Is that you didn't warm...
Who warms up?
Warm up, cool down.
Are you meant to warm up? You're meant to do stretches.
I've heard this. I've read this somewhere. I don't run.
No. I want to do daily stretches as well. You just do little things each day to make you feel a little bit better.
Bit by bit. One step at a time.
Bit by bit. Don't overthink it.
Uh-huh.
Don't get overwhelmed.
But
it is hard. We were just mentioning before, the weather is colder and it can affect your mood.
That's right.
So you just put little things in place for you to feel a bit better.
I'm just seeing you as this black emo running down the street like a shadow.
I look great.
I'm the shadow.
I'm
running away from the law. I'm run and grab.
I'm curvy. I'm thick. I look great.
Fantastic. Good to hear it. Stick around.
Good to hear it.
You're on joy.
Oh, joy.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.